from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kyle Tucker's playing catch at
on the field.
At Minute Maid Park on the field, baby. First time he's done any on-field baseball activity since the injury on June 3rd.
It feels huge.
So we're getting close, baby.
Sure.
Getting close.
Yeah.
You cover this team. You are in the locker room. You see the hairy chest. You see it. The hairy chest.
threw me off. I'm not even going to lie. I just started busting out.
I just assume that many of these guys have hairy chest. I just, like baseball.
Like mine?
Baseball players, like they, I get the feel they're not chest shavers. I just, like bullpen guys, I feel like just let it go. Like Ryan Stanek, I know he's not with the Astros anymore. I feel like he's got double what Tyler has. Like it's, yeah. Like, I just, like, to me, I feel like Tom Selleck's. Hockey players, baseball players, they're Tom Selleck. None of the chest. There may be some exceptions. Some others. Like, maybe I feel like Alex Bregman's the guy who likes it. Like, he is clean.
Yes, you are nailing it.
Kyle Tucker.
Keep going. Probably, there's 26 guys.
Kyle Tucker, probably one who likes his clean.
We've seen Altuve's chest. It's pretty clean.
But he doesn't seem like he can grow here on this chest.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep going. That's like six. We got 20 more.
All right. We can play this game.
I bet Josh Hader has a pretty hairy chest.
Oh, no. He wears J's. He cleans his.
I didn't know that detail. Yeah, You're right.
He goes gets J's cleats specialized. Yeah, Framber don't touch it. Framber's hairy as all get out.
Gets his salt, hairy, off his beer, falls in that hair.
Framber. Ryan Pressly doesn't touch it. He is hairy chested. Hairy, yeah. Got to be.
Gotta be.
What, am I wrong here? I know I'm right.
I'm not saying.
I know I'm right. Damn it. Hairy chested guys. I'm telling you, they do. Football players, you go in there, you go inside of the locker room at NRG, that's some chest shavers. Right there, chest shavers. These fellas, no. They growing it out. But Kyle Tucker, a guy who I believe does shave his. Kyle Tucker, who is... Whereas his chest there, like he's heading to the beach. First time. I would say this. You cover these guys. You're out there. You see the hairy chest. Are you 100% positive that Kyle Tucker will be ready to go against the Seattle Mariners after the All-Star break? Do you feel that good about...
I would almost say it's 100% he's not ready to go for Seattle.
You would like if you had to bet money like I know you do. And Tyler does. Your bet would be more that he is not able to return. When is that?
It's a week from either today or tomorrow.
Really?
Well, this is not good.
What? Like, just so you've seen him in the locker room. Is his gait improving? I mean, they said he's been running on the treadmill. He's
jogging.
Played.
Jogging.
Check that. Jogging on the treadmill. See, Tyler, I'm telling you, the way that he's talking about he was walking, I think I could get him in the 40. Just the way that he's talking about he's walking. He's jogging.
I mean, I
you could not.
I saw him walk last night, and it did not look great.
It's more of a hobble.
Like there was a bit of a hobble to it, yeah.
So he is not walking with a straight gait.
I didn't believe so, no.
Wow.
And again, he threw today on the field. He did not run today on the field. Like, you got to be able to run.
It's not ideal.
And he's not doing that yet. And so the idea that he can be where he's at now, like he's going to need a rehab assignment. So he's going to need at least 3-4 games probably in AA or AAA, whoever's at home next week or whenever he is ready. So, I mean, they're still,
he probably will have three. But, I mean, over the All-Star break, will the Miners, they'll be playing, right? Weren't they?
I believe everybody's off the day of the All-Star game, but I don't know. Some of these leagues might have their All-Star breaks at the same time.
But no matter what.
He can go to West Palm Beach and play if he wants.
Yes, the Jose Abreu.
He can go to the
complex.
There's an open locker.
The Jose Abreu League. You're right. But even if that's the case, though, from what you saw, you would be shocked that he would be ready over this next weekend to play a game where he is running, he is out in the outfield, he is doing it. You'd be surprised if he's gotten to that. Based off what you saw yesterday.
Based off of that and based off of he still isn't running in the outfield. Yeah. Like, this is the first time that he has done anything on the field and it did not involve running. Like, you've got to be able to run at some point and he's not there.
And clearly they have not wanted anybody to see this gate.
This is everything that he has done has been away from the public. No, it's absolutely. It's all been in the batting cage. It's all been in the trainer's room. So this is the first time that anybody has seen him do any sort of baseball activity since June 3rd. And again, it was just throwing.
Which
he could have thrown on June 4th.
Yeah.
He didn't foul the ball off his arm. He fouled the ball off of his leg.
And Tyler, we've talked about it, that video in which he got in the handshake line and he had to walk over.
Man.
He looked like he needed a cane.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he legit needed some sort of assistance, like to really get over there. So that doesn't make me feel better.
Until he starts running, we are nowhere near.
I'll be honest with you. When they said before talking to you, I thought, all right, I understand there could be a rehab thing. I thought he'd be ready for the second half.
I mean, they thought that he'd be able to play the weekend after it happened.
Oh, so they're surprised.
Oh, yeah. They have said that it has progressed slower than they had expected because they waited to put him on the IL. They waited to put him on the IL. They did not put him on the IL right away. They waited longer than the 3 days to put him on the IL. Like, they thought that he might be able to play that next series in Anaheim just days after it happened. So this thing has gone, it's been slow. The progress has been slow. And again, he's still not running.
By the kneecap off.
There you go. Text line coming in. Verlander. Absolutely. Well, we've seen his work. Verlander is not a chest shaver.
Where'd you see it?
There were some photos leaked.
Yeah, there were.
Not on him. There were some photos leaked. So yeah. I've seen he's more close to the Tom Selleck. Someone said Joe Espada.
I don't have a good read on that one.
I don't either. His head's clean shaven. And to me, it's like, why stop there? Get it all.
Hey.
Take it all.
Head down. Shave.
There you go. So I don't know. I'm with you on that. Joe Espada, that's a good thought. Is he a chest? I would say no. Head shave.
It could be clean. Either, I feel like. I can't get a good read on it.
There is a thought of, all right, I don't have it up here, but I'll be damned if you take it.
Yep.
Take it down here or even further. Like, I'll be damned if you take it all from me. If I had to guess, I'm going, he is a he is no shave. Or, I mean, he is a clean shaven.
Yeah, that's probably where I'd lean. Yeah.
Chest down. But Verlander, absolutely.
Can I bring up one other thing? Because we were talking about pitchers that were coming back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the good stuff.
No.
Sure, go ahead. Luis Garcia, chest shaver.
So
every bit of it.
We all know McCullers was shut down.
Clean shaven.
And I'm wondering now, because Luis Garcia did not throw a bullpen today. And he was supposed to throw a bullpen Monday. Or he's supposed to, I'm just trusting them.
They said yesterday that, hey, he's just gonna make his next rehab start.
He was supposed to throw a bullpen on Tuesday. He did not throw the bullpen on Tuesday, and the reason that was given was that they wanted him to play catch. They wanted him to play catch on Monday and then throw conviction. The bullpen Tuesday. But because of the hurricane, he could not play catch Monday. So they were going to move the bullpen back. He was going to play catch Tuesday, throw the bullpen Wednesday. He did not throw the bullpen Wednesday. He's not throwing the bullpen today. And so I'm wondering, what's going on there?
Did you get a word on what kind of catch it was going to be? Was it going to be regular catch?
Or just regular flat ground?
Or was it going to be conviction catch?
Just regular flat ground, you know, getting ready.
Because they got two different
catches. How much conviction?
They got two different catches.
To what
degree? They've got just catch, which I think Kyle Tucker was playing. Then they have conviction catch.
Shout out Verlander.
Shout out to Justin Verlander, who had the conviction catch.
That's good.
And
Don't do this to yourself. And
Joe Espada just said he's being cautious by not starting Jordan Alvarez tonight, and Alvarez could be available off the bench per Chandler Rowe and Matt Kawahara.
Adam Spolane blowing through the 5 o'clock fire right there.
Oh, my bad.
With your Jordan Alvarez.
It's big, big news. I've been waiting for it.
So here we go.
Tease ready, Ron.
5 o'clock fire. Here we go, guys.
We got an update on Jordan Alvarez.
Not only are we going to catch you up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.